Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Always remember, folks, whatever you think about comes about. Whatever you focus on grows. It expands. It manifests in your life. Chapter 3 of the Science of Getting Rich is entitled, It Is Opportunity Monopolized. No man is kept poor because opportunity has been taken away from him. Because other people have monopolized the wealth and have put a fence around it. You may be shut off from engaging in business in certain times, but there are other channels open to you. As you go through this book, remember and understand that it was written at the turn of the century in 1905. So he begins talking about farmland and railroads. And I would like for you to put a twist on that and think about network marketing, affiliate marketing, sales, retail, the internet. The philosophy's the same. The times and the technology have changed. There are opportunities always. As technology changes, new opportunities go away and new ones are started. There's opportunity for you today. Every single day, I'm actively involved in direct mail, and I mail into people all over the country. I run ads in opportunity seeker magazines like Home Business Magazine, Home Business Advertiser, Success, Small Business Opportunities. I place small classified ads in newspapers all over the country. I point people to my website. I point people to my P.O. box. I point people to recorded lines, 24-hour message lines, and I offer them free information about the opportunity that I promote. But I'm targeting a specific person. There is no one keeping me out of this industry. There's no one keeping you out of an industry. We were only held back and limited by our own imaginations. Marketing a website isn't only done on the internet. It can be done any way that your mind can conceive. The Science of Getting Rich promises us this idea that if we do things in a certain way, if we believe the 17 chapters and we begin to conduct ourselves as if we do, that it's possible. And you know that I've said that I believe that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich in the next 7 to 10 years. Anyone. By following the principles in this book. Engaging. And investing. You only need to invest in 4 things. First and foremost, you need to invest in yourself. Self-help side. Gym memberships. Books, classes. Anything that improves you. Anything that motivates you. Anything that's good for you. For your health. This is an investment in you. There's 3 keys to a successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. It doesn't do you any good to get rich and you're unhealthy and die. So you have to invest in yourself. Health and mindset are about investing in you. 4 things we can invest in. First and foremost is invest in yourself. Second, you can invest in a business and or your career. If you work for a company, you're in tech, you get more certifications. You're a truck driver, you make sure you're fully qualified. If you're a nurse, you're always continuing to try to raise up that, to increase that income. And the point to increase the income isn't to squander it and waste it, but it's to invest it to begin to build wealth for your family and yourself. So the 4 things we invest in, first and foremost, ourselves. Second is our business and or our career. Number 3 is the stock market. See, the trick to having money is money. You have to find margin. You have to find separation between how much it costs you to live and how much you have, and then you have to invest the difference. You have to cut it off. First fruits. Because the power of compounding works for everyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation. Compounding is a magic formula that works for anyone. I recently read that 89% of people who earn over $100,000 a year invest in the stock market. Only 22% of people who earn $30,000 or less invest in the stock market. But here's the shame. The same power of compound interest works for either person. You say, but Gerald, they only have $30,000. They could invest a dollar. Because what the people who make 30 don't understand is that process is more important than outcome. Practice makes perfect. If you don't begin practicing building wealth, you will never actually build wealth. Before you can walk, you have to practice. Before you become talented on a piano, you have to practice. Building wealth takes practice. And the reason you haven't done it, the reason you don't have wealth, and the reason you don't have time is you don't invest wealth and time. You only get more of what you do. And so if you suffer right now from a lack of money, it's because you're not doing more to make money, period. You didn't invest time and money when you could have. These are the truths. With my company, the Downline Building Network, I teach this idea of the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. And pillar number 10, take full responsibility for everything. This is where personal power comes from. When you control thought and you assume responsibility, that's the basics to building wealth. Because regardless of whether you make $30,000 or $100,000, you have no right, no excuse not to tap into the power that's available to everyone. Regardless of age, race, or color, regardless of financial situation, anyone has access to these same markets. Anyone can invest in themselves. YouTube is free. Anyone can begin working to improve themselves, to increase their knowledge, to increase their motivation, to find inspiration, to study new things. It's completely free. If you don't start with investing in yourself, don't bother doing the others. It won't matter. And everyone can invest in themselves because it's free. And so you must this day from forth become an investor. So we can invest in ourselves, we can invest in our business and our career, we can invest in the stock market, and we can invest in real estate. Now you might plug up the one by real estate by owning the house you live in and stop being a renter. That's one way to begin investing in real estate. That's a slow way, but that is a way. Stop being a renter and begin building equity, owning your own home. That is a way to invest in real estate. You could buy single family homes like I do. I like to buy small 800 to 1,000 square foot homes. I like to buy one or two a year. I like to personally work on them. I've been doing it for many, many years and acquired many, many houses. It's been very profitable to me. That is available. If that isn't available in your area, you can invest in publicly traded REITs. They trade just like stocks. Some pay 5%, 10%, 15%, 20% returns. Anyone can do this from a smartphone or a computer. Right from your house. You invest in yourself, you invest in your career or business, you invest in the stock market, you invest in real estate. 89% of all families making $100,000 or more a year invest in the stock market. Only 22% of people making $30,000 or less. So if you want to be the guy that makes $100,000, maybe you take on the skill set, the mindset, and the activities of those people that you want to become. Walk as if and talk as though. Become what it is you want to become. Become it now. That's how I built my network marketing business. I openly declared myself an expert. I sat down, I studied, I developed a business name, I sat down and created a business plan, I wrote a book, I put together a follow-up system. I spent 6 months of my life, every day, hour, 2 hours a day, working on a plan, working on a strategy that I went later would have been called the money flow. I created 4 postcards, created multiple full page ads, created a system where I could get my affiliates, customers, downline members, whatever you want to call them, I could get them to participate in my national advertising plan. I internalized the entire process. I created voicemails and I created tools, booklets and ads and follow-up letters and recordings and all pointed these people through what I called the money flow. And then I went to find a product that I could promote. In other words, I created the strategy, developed the plan to build and create wealth first. Then I went and found the product. $2,000 To become rich and wealthy, you have to have a plan. If you're not doing it, if you're not working one, if you don't have one, you don't have anything written down, you're just where you're at now, you're not investing in yourself, you're not investing in your business and career, you're not investing in the stock market, you're not investing in real estate, you will always be poor. But all four of these are available right now, irregardless of your income level, your race, your age, your color, or your financial situation. All four, you can begin today if you choose to. But it's a choice. It's a choice. Everything you see on earth is made from the one original substance out of which all things proceed. The working class may become the master class when they begin to do things in a certain way. The law of wealth is the same for them as it is for all others. This they must learn. And they will remain where they are as long as they continue to do as they do. So if you are that $30,000 a year guy, but you continue to act as if you're a $30,000 a year guy, you continue to invest as if you're a $30,000 a year guy, you read the same number of books as people who are 30. Let me give you a little hint. 30,000 a year guys don't read books. They watch sports. They're not reading motivational books. They're not reading sales books. They're not figuring out how to start a side business. But the 100K guy, see, that's a different animal. 89% of the families who generate $100,000 or more are investing in the stock market. The very people who don't need to are doing it. And the people who do are not. You need to decide. You want to make 30 or less or 100 or more? And does your actions show it? If I hung out with you for a week, which would I think you wanted to be?